Another guest that we've had on numerous times over the past 2.5 years as we celebrate our 100th edition of North Sound Racing Tonight out here at the Cactus Moon Saloon. Our good friend Kevin Hamlin, a multi-time tour winner from Snohomish, Washington, joins us from his home in North Carolina. First off, Kevin, how are you tonight, pal?
I am excellent. How are you, buddy?
Good, good. It's good to hear you. And let's get caught up real quick, as we tend to do whenever we talk to you, find out what's going on with you over there.
Just a lot of testing,
mm-hmm.
a lot of testing, which is good because I'm in a car, you know, every other week, sometimes more. So it keeps me fresh and in the car and everything. And I practice for Josh Wise in 2 nationwide races this year. So, you know, it could be better, but it could be worse. You know,
yeah.
I still drive race cars for a living, and it beats working 9 to 5. So as much as I complain, I got to remember that, you know, I work 2 days a week, every other week, and you know, I got a pretty cool job, so I don't want to complain about it too much.
And you could be back sitting in a cubicle with Lewis and Tom,
yeah.
And you know how it is.
Yeah, and then you'd have to, you know, hear Lewis on the phone all day, every Monday, not doing a thing because he's telling all his dealers around the country how he won that weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know,
everybody else has got to make up for it.
Yeah. Real quick, I know you keep track of what's going on out here back in the old country, but how about these runs that guys like Gary Lewis on? And let's not forget Tom Moriarty. I mean, he's just cleaning up everything down at South Sound, and it's pretty cool what's going on out here.
Yeah, it surprises me. I thought the only place Moriarty could win was on the 3/8 at Evergreen. So he goes to another track, and wow, look at that. But,
yeah.
You know, it's great. You know, I'm real proud of both those guys. I've known Tom since I was a kid. And I look at Racing West daily, and I look at the pictures, and I wasn't going to mention anything, but Tom does have some gray in his goatee now.
Yeah, he does.
So I don't want to bust him too bad on that. But, you know, it's very cool, and I definitely follow what's going on out there. And you know, in all honesty, I do miss it. I'm actually building a late model with a guy on the test team out here now.
We're gonna, cool.
Yeah, we're going to run it in Martinsville in late September. 200 late models show up for $30,000 to win. So
very nice.
That should be a cool deal. But I do miss home, man. I mean, I've thought about wanting to get back there a lot, but just, you know, the way that the economy is with finances and how expensive plane tickets are, I'm not sure when we're going to get back this year for a race. If at all.
Yeah, well, it's good to hear that you're still smiling back there and things are going good. I mean, you know, like you said, when we first started this whole deal, when you first started talking about going back there, you know, I think a lot of us knew that you were going to be there to stay for a while. This just wasn't going to be a quick blow into town and then tuck your heels and come back to the Pacific Northwest. So I'm very proud of you, man.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, it didn't take much to talk Mandy into moving back here, which kind of surprised me. And, you know, we get back here and, you know, we were here for quite a while before I got anything lined up, and I was about ready to go home when Brendan Gaughan got me all set up with, you know, those ARCA races for Schrader, and it progressed into the deal at Ganassi. And it's really tough, but, you know, if I could have stayed home and thought, man, what if? But at least I'm back here now, and you know, as much as I love Seattle with the Seahawks flag hanging from my front porch and everything, you know, Seattle's home, but this is also home to us now, you know, with having Grace born almost a year ago. So it's good, and, you know, the move was definitely worth it.
Yeah, it was. A couple of things before we let you go, Kevin. First of all, you are well aware that your mom was one of the first guests on our very first show, correct?
Yeah.
She probably hasn't calmed down since then. But and also, I wanted to take a minute to thank you for a couple things. One, for your friendship over the years. You know, you and I have always gotten along really well, and we've always had a good time, and our interviews seem to go well, and I really and truly appreciate the fact that anytime I call you, you're always there. I've thanked you 100 times and probably once for every show we've done, but I truly appreciate you being available because it's so cool to keep track of what you're doing back there, and you know you've got all of our support out here.
Well, I appreciate that, and you know, like I said, it's, you know, back home is still home to me. So I look at old pictures and wish I could come back and run every now and then. And I appreciate you calling and people keeping an interest in what I have going on, because you know, even though I'm not racing every week, but I am testing, there's still a lot that we've got going on. And I've actually hired an agent about a month ago, finally. I probably should have done that when I first got here, but things are looking really good for next year, you know, in the race department of things. So, just I'm really lucky to be here. You know, Ganassi just let go 72 people, and we've shut down two teams this year.
Mm-hmm.
And with all these high-dollar people that were very smart, they kept me on for whatever reason. So I guess I'll take that as a good thing. And, you know, I appreciate it, and I appreciate everybody checking in with KevinHamlin.com and all that good stuff. So it's makes me feel good. It makes me feel like that the big chance that Mandy and I made moving back home was worth it. And congratulations to you guys on being on the air for so long, and somebody in the Pacific Northwest doing an excellent job with the radio and keeping up with stock car racing, because people out here forget that we've got a big pool of drivers out there, that guys that should be back here. You know, a guy like Tom that should have been back here probably years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got a big family and things to do that maybe couldn't let him get back here. And Lewis, who kind of got hosed on that whole Roush Gong Show deal, if mm-hmm. you ask me. He's, you know, one of the best drivers we got out there right now, and Johnny Z that's won a ton of races too, and I was just lucky enough to get a break to do this for a living when there's other people out there that are probably better drivers than I do, and are perfectly content with running back there. So kudos to them, and you know, we as always appreciate the support.
All right, Kevin, thank you so much. That must mean one of your draft picks are pretty good with that little tone in the background there, right?
Yeah, doing a fantasy draft here. I got a draft pick now.
Okay.
So we'll let you guys go, and
right.
Thanks again for the time.
You bet. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it, bud.
Take care.
All right, you too.